T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now Raffel taken down in front of the Flyer bench, believed by Malkin, and that has the Flyers up and livid.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be the night for Malkin.
Now Malkin goes straight to the Pittsburgh dressing room.
Malkin along the boards with Raffel, and a punch by Raffel to the back of the head. And watch a stick.
Ooh.
He just swings that stick. That is careless use of the stick right there by Malkin. Yeah, Raffel gives him a little punch, but boy, I'll tell you, the league's going to have to take a look at that. I mean, that is a careless swing of the stick right there. And fortunately for Raffel, that missed him.
93.7 The Fan, time is 4:05, brought to you by Danner Boots. NBC Sports also had the game last night. So you had Gordon Miller say Malkin, and you had Brian Boucher say Malkin. They need to get on the same page there.
Pretty sure Boucher is wrong. It's
Malkin. I go Malkin.
Yeah, it's Malkin. Evgeny Malkin.
Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider, you go Malkin or Malkin?
I go Malkin. I'm pretty confident that's what it is.
What's Rutherford go with?
Milkshake? I don't know. Malgin?
Yeah, Jim's forte is not exactly getting correct pronunciation.
You know,
on last
Gene
names.
Milkshake. I hope Gene Milkshake isn't suspended.
Jason,
by
what was your reaction to that? Is that a suspendable play?
I think it's a suspendable play. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was. I thought it was pretty bad. I can't sit here and defend it. I mean, the only reason I would say that he shouldn't be suspended is based on precedent. The fact that they normally don't suspend people if the guy's fine and Raffel's not hurt, barely touched him. But if we're going to look at the act itself, like what he was doing, he has to be in control of his stick, and he wields it like a sword. I mean, to me, that's a suspendable offense, really, on every other planet except the one that the NHL's Department of Player Safety lives on.
Yeah, that's sort of what I thought of when I heard Mike Sullivan talking about it and saying, yeah, I was surprised it was a match penalty because the guy wasn't hurt. It's like...
Well, he's needling there. You know what he's doing, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
What is he doing there?
He's pointing out in his public comments after the game that, well, I'm surprised he didn't get hurt, because that's what they base these suspensions on, and it's idiotic. You know, if that would have, I don't know, cut Raffel or blinded him or something like that, there's not even a question. I mean,
yeah,
he's absolutely suspended. It's just because it didn't, that's why there's a conversation.
We haven't talked about this yet today because AB decided it would be a good time to share his trade demands with everybody, Jason.
Yeah,
but now that
I've had enough of this guy, but okay.
But now that we're on the topic, I have a problem with the way this conversation has sounded on social media mostly, because, and I'm surprised it's happened this way in Pittsburgh, if we're going to suspend Malkin, the guy that started the whole thing should be suspended too. You're telling me it's not a dangerous, reckless play to sucker punch somebody in the neck, in the back of the head? That's just an okay thing to do. That's not a punishable thing either. I'm all right with throwing the book at both guys, but I don't think we should single just one out.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I'm with you 100%. I mean, you didn't ask me about Raffel's end of it, but I mean, I would suspend him too. Look at that. That's exactly the type of crap that the NHL should want to get out of its league, and it doesn't do a good enough job. And they didn't even penalize him on it. That's the real crime here. I mean, of course he's not going to have a hearing. He's not even getting penalized for it. There's probably dinosaurs in the league office that look at that and say, it's a good hard hockey play. It's not.
That was
it's
your
garbage.
NHL dinosaur voice. Chris, do you have one?
Mine would be like so stereotypically Canadian. Hey, good hard hockey, you know, your forearm in the back of the head. You're not going to let him run all over you on your own ice. You know, you're down 3-0. You got to send a message.
Right. I mean, that's pretty darn close, Chris. And it's sad.
You know, I grew up in Kitchener. They wouldn't let you do this. You had a junior's game. No, I mean,
a good shiver to the back.
Yeah.
Of the head.
I think, my problem is two of the most violent, destructive plays in my memory as an NHL fan. One is Marty McSorley on Donald Brashear, a stick foul to the head, as vicious and ugly a play as I can remember, rivaled only by Todd Bertuzzi on Steve Moore, which is essential, and each one of those is sort of represented in this little exchange.
Yes.
Here's Raffle doing a mini Todd Bertuzzi to a much bigger man who sort of expects it when they're stationary, Jason. And here's Malkin doing a blind Marty McSorley in retaliation. I just think that the NHL, my best feeling is the NHL says, Raffle at least used his fist. He didn't use a deadly weapon.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Well, ignoring the fact that a guy at that level of athletic ability and competition, throwing a punch, a sucker punch, is damn near as dangerous as somebody blindly swinging their stick like a sword.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would have had zero problem if the official on the ice, which they did a horrible job officiating overall last night, by the way. That was not a well-refereed game. But if they would have given them both match penalties and just called it. And, you know, maybe it ends there. Maybe you don't even think about having a hearing for either one of them because it was a stupid thing on both accounts. Like, I totally understand why Evgeny Malkin was upset and why he did what he did. But you can't turn and swing your stick
at
the guy's head.
Yeah,
well,
no one is.
Jason, is it out of the realm of possibility?
That.
You said they had a bad night overall, and that's the Matt Murray play where he lets the puck right out of his glove, but the flourish seemed to convince the referee that the play should be blown dead. Is it out of the realm of possibility for me to suggest that they give Malkin the match penalty as almost a make good, saying, hey, here's 5 minutes to try to make up a big deficit, but we'll give it to you?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to read between the lines with that stuff. I certainly think it's possible. I also think it's possible that they just didn't see the Raffle thing. And the only thing they saw is Malkin turning around and swinging his stick. And I don't know, because this is another crap thing about the NHL. They won't make their officials available to even talk about it, which is insane to me. They can't have a pool reporter who can answer questions. Like, you can pay a bunch of money for a ticket, but you can't have a call like that that may or may not decide the game or a player being on the ice. They're not actually going to explain it. So I don't know, Chris, but yeah, I wouldn't rule it out.
Is Mata really injured?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it's bad?
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. It's looks to me like a separated shoulder. I don't want to play doctor. You know, I'm trying to dig for information. I think we all are.
Do they need another defenseman now?
Need and can get are two different things. I mean, they need somebody to step in and play comfortably on the second pair with Justin Schultz.
Well, that's why they got Jack Johnson. Clearly.
Oh, jeez. Throw some gasoline on that fire, right, pal? you know, and it can be Marcus Pettersson. It can be Juuso Riikola. I think they could use one, yes. I think it would be great for them to go out and get a top four defenseman. Is that the least bit realistic? No. I mean, the acquiring cost right now is just insane, and what are you going to do to get that guy?
First-round pick.
I mean, they can't go dangling, you know, Garrett Wilson and package him with, you know, Tanner Pearson and go get a top four defenseman. That's just not how it works. I mean, those guys are insanely expensive.
Jason, here's a random thought from yesterday's game, or maybe not that random. It's actually quite targeted, much like Raffle's hit and Malkin's response. I come out of that game of two minds as a Penguins fan. If I'm actually evaluating things on the ice, what happened, I'm thrilled that Matt Murray played the best game of his season and one of the best of his career. And I'm real bummed out that the Penguins were under siege against a team, yes, that's desperate, but after a good first period by the Penguins, they got run under in the second. And that is a very troubling sign if it's a team that's pretty far behind them in the standings. Yes, desperate, but not that good. Beating the brakes off of them, basically, and only Murray holding the fort.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see that, and I don't completely disagree with you, Chris, but I also think that was what Philly wanted to do. I mean, they wanted to throw a bunch of pucks at Murray, even if sometimes they were crap. And I think their reasoning was that they can break down the Penguins that way and get a bunch of second-chance opportunities. And Murray was too good to allow that. Yes, I think that is a wart in their game, though. I mean, they play a really good first, then come out and do what they did in the second or do what they didn't do. And I think that shows that they're still not a finished product by any stretch. But I don't think it was as much a function as the Penguins just playing horribly in front of Matt Murray, mm-hmm. as I do a little bit tactically with Philly. And if I'm a Penguins fan, yeah, I'm really jazzed about what Matt Murray did last night. And I'm looking at this and saying, like, why is this guy not playing against Tampa Saturday night? Why is this guy not playing every big game? Like, let's get over this Casey DeSmith crap. I love Casey DeSmith. I think he's a great guy. He's a great backup. But, I mean, let's stop screwing around with the backup here and just let Murray play.
Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider. After the game, what did Phil Kessel have to say? I know he's usually very expansive in those moments. What did he have to say after the game about getting taken off the first power play unit?
Honestly, I was not in Philly, and Phil Kessel after a game is not very.
Yes, that was a joke.
Talkative.
That was me.
Oh, okay.
That was me trying to be sarcastic.
That was very deadpan. Yeah. Very good.
I'm sorry, man.
It's
all
right.
That was very well pulled
if
off.
If you had to guess, what is Phil Kessel's reaction to getting demoted off the first power play unit?
He's not the least bit happy. I can't imagine how he would be.
So why do it?
Because I think you have to send a message, I guess. I think at some point, like, you know, if you're a parent, like at some point, don't you have to discipline your kid about something? You have to just show that you're not going to, like, get run over continually. But Sullivan's in a tough spot here because you take Phil off the top power play and you see what happened last night. I mean, it was completely ineffective, and it will continue to be ineffective because he's good, because it runs through him. And so I guess Sullivan made his point for a game, and he probably, I wouldn't say got lucky, but, I mean, it was fortunate. They were able to win the game, and it really wasn't a big factor. But is this sustainable long-term? I mean, absolutely not. And I'm sure Kessel's probably looking at it. You know, he's probably a little bit miffed or whatever. I don't think it's going to, you know, cause a giant uproar or anything like that. I mean, I just think you go back to it Wednesday against Edmonton and say, Phil, you're back on the top unit. I'd put the pieces back together and go from there. They're not a better team with Phil Kessel off the top power play. That thought to me is insane.
Jason, overall level of concern with, 26 games left, I guess, that this team actually does not qualify for the playoffs?
Oh, next to none that they don't make the playoffs, Chris. I mean, that's just the way the system goes, in my opinion. I mean, they have so many teams making the playoffs. I think the Penguins are absolutely up there. Are they capable of winning more than a round or two? I think there's some legitimate concern there. You know, I look at them and say right now, like, are they better than the Caps? No. Are they better than Tampa? Absolutely not. Are they better than Columbus? Probably. And depending on a draw or how the Islanders are playing, I think that might be a toss-up. So, I think they can be if they get Malkin going, if they get Kessel going, if they get Hornquist going. I mean, there's a lot of boxes they need to check here. If they start playing more responsible, I think they're capable. But I do think, I mean, they're good enough to make the playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and pick the Carolina Hurricanes over the Penguins. Come on.
I was kind of hoping you would, but I understand.
All right. I mean, you can.
I won't. I don't have any guts, man. I don't have any
Whenever
guts.
This team crashes and burns and doesn't make the playoffs, I mean, I just have a tough time seeing it. They're not going to, like, eke their way to it. Like, it's going to be an epic
like a Blackhawks type of thing.
Oh, the wheels are going to come off and go stripping, rolling down the highway. I mean, they'll make it.
All right, Jason.
Hold on, Mackie. I got one more bone to pick. How do the concert promoters in this town not get Jason Isbell into town this summer season?
Really?
Garbage.
Really, man.
Absolute garbage.
What do you mean? You guys don't want to see Florida-Georgia Line?
No. Okay. Well, Chris, Abby and I are going down to the Meriwether Post Pavilion thing. You and Alex should do the same. It's only 4 hours. If they can't come here, we'll go there. It's just absolute garbage.
I'm with it.
I'll probably at a pup night. So we'll talk to you later, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care.
See ya. Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.